Hello and welcome back to What Do You Know For Sure podcast with me, Anne Hughes. In this week's episode, I was joined by Sharon King, who, while English, was joining me from Thailand, lucky her, and she was talking about that connection between mum and baby. And we were actually talking a lot about trauma, about generational trauma, about those unhealed parts of us, and about her longing and her commitment to empower women. A really fascinating conversation, so I hope that you enjoy. Sharon, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
I am so happy to be here with you, Anne. Thank you for the invitation.
Oh, thank you for getting in touch. Tell me a bit about you, Sharon.
Well, I'm currently living in Thailand, having an amazing life, living on a paradise island. I'm a holistic therapist, author, trainer of students in energy psychology techniques, and one of my specialities is to actually help people with birth trauma. So that's helping people, whether it's their own birth experience or it's mothers that's had a traumatic time giving birth, and of course not forgetting the fathers too, because quite often they're part of the process. I was lucky enough to come to Thailand in March 2020. For a month, and then the lockdown happened and the world went crazy, and I decided that I would stay in Thailand. And now I sold up in the UK, and I bought some land and I'm building a house. Amazing. On this beautiful island.
Amazing, Sharon, amazing. As you're talking about your air conditioning before we started the podcast, and I'm talking about how cold it is in Glasgow, so
I know.
And we're also at very different times of the day. I love how the world gets smaller in this podcast as I meet people from everywhere. So I know you've been thinking about it, Sharon. Tell me, what do you know for sure?
What do I know for sure? Well, one thing that I've learned for sure through my own experience and also working with my clients is that there's a special connection between mum and baby. Mm-hmm. And if it's built on love and care, it gives us a real sense of security. And it's also the foundations and shapes who we are as adults, as children. And when this conditioning is missing, like there's no connection between mum and baby, or there's been birth trauma and the bonding process has been interfered with, then it can leave the child, the baby, feeling fearful, anxious, not safe in the world. And the good news is, well, when mothers work on their birth trauma, giving birth to their child, the child very often changes.
Wow.
Because physical things change, emotional, spiritual, yeah. Mental. It's holistic. It's amazing. It's incredible.
Yeah, because what I often worry, and I've got three children, so mm-hmm. I think with my first daughter, I was in labour for 29 hours and ended up with a cesarean. But with my other two children, I just went straight to a cesarean. Because I had really big 10-pound babies, so they weren't fitting out my pelvis. It just wasn't going to happen. So I don't think that I had birth trauma as such, but I did feel completely like that was overwhelming, and I feel like a wreck. But what I suppose I worry about when we talk about these things is that it's yet another thing for women to feel guilty about.
And it's
not always your fault. Like, you know, I'm a very strong, empowered woman. Being in hospital, having a baby was the most disempowering time in my life. I felt as if I couldn't speak up for myself, which really, really shocked me. It really shocked me. Probably just the first time, not the next two times. But the first time, I was quite shocked by how I couldn't stand in my power, because I felt so vulnerable, obviously. Yeah. And I think if I was then to be like, oh God, I also traumatised my child because I couldn't cope with what was going on around me, then that's just something else for me to feel shit about, and that really worries me. So where would you put how women cope with this?
Well, if you were my client right now, Anne, so I'm going to speak to you as if you are, children that are born via C-section, the elective C-section children and the emergency getting stuck, getting into trouble, having to be pulled out, they have two totally different birth experiences. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one where you start the birth process and you get stuck, that's the one that has, I guess, the more psychological effects on people. Not being able to complete a task, start a task, not being able to complete it, needing somebody else to complete that task for them. Mm-hmm. So that would lead to a child like maybe just starting their homework and then getting stuck halfway through and going, "Mom, I really need your help with my homework." It could be something as simple as that.
Right.
Whereas the elective C-section birth babies quite often can sometimes be a little shocked because they didn't even get to start their birth process.
Yeah.
Like everything is organized for them. So they may go through life not being able to start anything and needing you to get up and push them to be able to, you know, get going in life because they need a jump start.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. Yeah. And I mean, I would say about my oldest daughter that she actually is much better, completer finisher than I've ever been. So hopefully that we got past that at some stage. Do you know that way?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, because she excels and always completes and, you know, went to university early, will finish university early, already got the job that she's going to after it. You know, she's very high achieving like that. I wonder if that's some way, who knows what that's linked to, I suppose.
Absolutely. And these are just generalisations as well. But what I always say to my mothers is like, let's be inclusive here, we are always doing the best we can with the knowledge and understanding we have at the time.
Yes, I see that.
And
so
what
often.
You know now was not what your younger self knew at that time.
Yeah.
So what's so amazing about this process is you get to go back in time and talk to your younger self.
Yeah.
To help your younger self move through all the points of trauma, whether that's your own birth experience or you're the adult giving birth, the adult that you are today is not the same person as you were when you were giving birth.
Yeah.
And just one more thing I want to add to that is that you were saying that you felt very disempowered. If you have a gift, if you like, or a belief around giving your power away to authority and not being able to speak up for yourself, when you're giving birth, that is your most vulnerable time, and it can be a very traumatic experience. Yeah. And that's when all your negative beliefs come up. They get really strong at that point.
Mm.
So quite often, like, women will freeze, they'll disassociate, they'll leave their body. Some of them will come back in again later. Others, I've had to pull clients back into their bodies many years later because they realise they're still kind of floating around.
Do you know what was interesting? When I had my third baby, which was 11 years after my daughter, so there's 11 years between my oldest and my youngest, and I remember a midwife saying, because we're very laid back about the whole thing, and I was already a mum of two kids, obviously, and I remember a midwife said to me, "You should have your third child first, eh?" Because I was so laid back about everything. I knew what was happening, you know, and I remember, because you know how the obsession with breastfeeding, and that was something that I had struggled with the first few times. And when they came, but I felt very judged when they came, when it was my daughters, when they came, when it was my son, and said, "So if you decided how you're feeding," I remember I used to say, "I'm trusting my innate wisdom will let me know really soon. So when I know, I'll let you know." And obviously nobody knows how to answer that unless they're a hippie. Nobody really knows how to answer that. So I now tell mums that when they start asking, you just say, "I'm trusting that my innate wisdom will let me know any minute, and then I'll let you know." But that was me actually very much standing in my power, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the first experience. So many women will not really go into researching or doing any trauma work beforehand. They just go in and just hand their power over to the doctors, the midwives, the nurses. And that very often, you know, unless you really study what you need to do in order to achieve a natural birth experience, then the medical model is not really designed anymore for natural birthing. In fact, midwives in hospitals, especially in the UK, are not taught how to do natural birth. They're just taught what drugs to give in what order.
So how did you find yourself in this? I know that your email address is Magical New Beginnings, which I loved, obviously. How did you find yourself in this, Sharon? Because it's not, I'm assuming, something that you just started out in when you left school. So how did you find yourself down this path?
When I left school, I always knew that there was something important I was going to be doing with life. And I was very frustrated up until 2007. I was born in 66. So that was a long, long, many years of frustration, knowing that there was something particular that I was meant to be doing with my life. And I discovered EFT, which is emotional freedom technique, also known as tapping. And my trainer, Carl Dorshan, at that time, then went on to create something called matrix reimprinting, which is the concept of working with your younger self that's been traumatized, and helping them move through the trauma, find the negative belief and change the negative belief. And it was actually at one of his workshops, I worked with a lady called Caroline, who I now affectionately call Chapter One because she's Chapter One in my book. And I worked with her. She was pregnant at the time, 5 months pregnant, with her third child, terrified of giving birth because the first two birth experiences were very painful, long labor. She needed medical intervention to start the labor. She had trouble breastfeeding afterwards and just felt like there was something missing because she really, really wanted to have a natural birth experience but got talked into not having one. The first time, one, she ended up with an epidural that she didn't want. She lost faith in the midwife in that moment because the midwife kind of lied to her about needing the epidural. And so we worked on the birth of her first son. We then went back to her own birth experience where we worked with her mum, her baby self, and her baby self that had to stay in hospital for 2 weeks after she was born because she had yellow, yellow jaundice. We then went and worked on the birth of her second son, and then we did what I ended up naming a future birth reimprinting, where we connected with the baby in the womb and we went through the birth process in her mind, where she visualized showing the baby how the birth was going to be.
Yeah.
So we did four births in one session, and I didn't hear from her for about 5 months. And she gave birth to another boy, so that was her third boy. Her husband is actually was a professional footballer at that time, so I think she was going for her own football team. But what was amazing in that session is she said she gave birth to baby Archie exactly how she showed the baby it was going to be. Everybody in her family after the session commented on how different the family seemed to be, more connected. And she felt more connected to her two boys. Her second son, Luke, he had a neck injury from his birth experience and he stopped complaining about his pain in his neck. And then she went on to have a fourth little boy. And again, that was a very natural birth process. And she was saying that, you know, Archie and the one that came after Archie were just beautifully peaceful, calm babies. You know, she had no problem breastfeeding. And so she realized also that she's the suffer from a separation anxiety when her husband went off to play football in other countries. And she said she would always incite a row with him before he went. And she realized after that session, she didn't need to have that row with him before he went, because what it was doing was triggering her subconscious memory around the time that she was left in the hospital when her mum had to go home at night. So by healing that, it also helped her relationship.
Wow, it's so interesting, isn't it, about how we need to just maybe start to look back the way things used to be done. We've got all our medical advances, but we can never forget that we're actually very capable of sorting ourselves out sometimes, aren't we?
Exactly.
We give our power away so often. And it's really interesting. So do you see, I suppose, your mission then as being about empowering women around you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And also working with families, working with the father as well. You know, the relationship between mum and dad is so crucial to, because the baby kind of lives within the energy of both mum and dad.
Yeah.
But also looking at the ancestral patterns. Past life patterns, you know, what we bring in. And I believe like karma is only offered to us as an opportunity to heal unresolved trauma. So our whole life is kind of, you know, these trauma patterns set up and they repeat themselves. They offer you this opportunity for healing, and once you've healed it, the patterns can stop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I, you know, we come in and we take on some of our ancestors' patterns. We take on, we bring in some of our unhealed other lifetime experiences. So yeah, it's a massive, massive topic. You know, just even just looking at those early years, yeah. And you know, children are easily programmed up until the age of 7. So it's just literally, it just everything just goes straight into the subconscious.
Yeah.
And it's not until they reach 7 that they can start to go, hang on a minute. No, I don't know whether I agree with that. But before that, it's all just download from mum and dad's behaviour, how things go at school,
yeah.
Early life experiences.
Uh-huh. Fascinating. Thank you so much, Sharon, for sharing your wisdom with us.
You're very welcome.
Hello and thank you for joining me on this episode of What Do You Know For Sure podcast. If you would like to connect with me, you can do that across social media by searching Anne Hughes Ignite. If I refer to my radio show and the podcast, you can catch those on my Mixcloud. Again, just searching Anne Hughes Ignite. And if you or anybody you know want to answer this question with me, please do get in touch. Just go onto my website, annehughesignite.co.uk, and fill in the contact page at the bottom, and I'll be delighted to have this conversation with you too. Thank you.